Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Papers did well. I think Rory McIlroy only won at midnight last night, but he's on the front of a lot of the papers. I see him here at the front of the Irish Independent, Irish Times, and we also have him on the Mail as well. The headline from the Independent, Masterful McIlroy. Rory becomes only the fourth golfer ever to win consecutive green jackets. Lovely weather in Augusta yesterday. A lovely sunset picture there of Rory McIlroy on the front of the Irish Independent. I didn't stay up for it, but we've a few tired looking people in our offices this morning who did stay up and then had to be in very early. But of course, if you missed it last year, you weren't going to miss it again this year because of the drama of the playoff last year. No drama this year at the playoff, but still he ended up one shot ahead of Scottie Scheffler. So I'm sure very, very tense for those who did stay up. So Rory McIlroy all over the front pages, as of course is the fuel protests. And really they're talking in the papers about this government announcement yesterday and whether or not the government caved in with it. The Irish Independent certainly thinks so. Government caves with €500 million bid to buy off fuel protesters. Petrol and diesel to fall by 10 cent from tomorrow, and fuel supplies will take 10 days to return to normal. That's the front of the Irish Independent. I was having a look on Facebook before I came on air though. There's a lot of people planning to protest again today, so that €500,000, not enough to keep them off our roads. I know that O'Connell Street, I just see this morning, O'Connell Street has now fully reopened. There were signs on my drive-in that it was closed, but O'Connell Street has fully reopened. Lewis's and buses are all operating through the street. Now, there's still a large guard of presence, but other than that, it seems like it's back to normal. But there's talk, certainly on social media, of more slow-moving convoys today. No sign of it on the N7 this morning. The Irish Times, blockades wind down as €500 million fuel package announced. And the Irish Daily Star goes with the headline, "Now we're trucking diesel. The government has announced a fuel tax cuts package worth €505 million after an emergency cabinet yesterday. And there's going to be a 10 cent reduction in the price of petrol and diesel from tomorrow night, if, of course, the Dáil passes that through." So that's fuel. And if fuel prices aren't going up, well, medicines are. And that's the main story on the Mail. Drugs manufacturers have been hit with higher charges to help fund our medicines watchdog, and the cost is expected to be passed on to consumers. Experts say the controversial move will drive up the price of generic medicines. Obviously, the goal is to try and reduce the price of medicines, but there are fears that medicines prices are going to go in for a major price hike because we need to fund the Health Products Regulatory Authority this year. And that funding will come from higher charges to drugs manufacturers. Drugs manufacturers obviously aren't charities, so they'll pass on the cost to us. Staying with drugs, inside the papers, if you have diabetes and you need high-strength Ozempic, you'll be interested in this one from the Irish Independent, because 2 mg dosage of Ozempic, which I'm told is very high strength, well, that's going to be made available to thousands of patients with diabetes who are on the medical card or the long-term illness scheme. So basically, the HSE have gotten on to Novo Nordisk, who make Ozempic, and told them that the 2 mg dosage can be prescribed to patients with diabetes from next month. And these are the patients on those two schemes. And apparently 2 mg dosage is quite high. Now, in other things like Mounjaro, 15 milligrams would be high, but on Ozempic, 2 milligrams apparently is high. And this is going to come in from the 1st of May. It'll have to be prescribed by a healthcare professional and dispensed through a pharmacy. Staying with health, the Irish Independent says that the Health Minister, Jennifer Carl McNeill, could have done cartwheels in the corridor of a hospital over the weekend because it was so empty on Saturday. And the minister went to visit James's hospital, and basically she was wondering why The hospital was so empty on a Saturday that she could have done cartwheels in the corridor. And the minister says that we should have 7-day full use of all facilities instead of the Monday to Friday model. So that was in James's hospital, and the minister was speaking at the IMO conference. Also speaking at the IMO conference was a doctor called Mohammed Al-Badri, and he's in the Irish Times today. Now, I shouldn't laugh at this story because it's very serious, but it is quite funny. So this is a doctor based in Cork, and he recounted the story at the conference that he had a patient who was a smoker. I just asked the first question, "Are you willing to quit smoking?" And he said, "I will, yeah." So then the doctor, who's not from Ireland, said that he was happy that his patient was going to quit smoking. Fast forward 3 months, he asked his patient, "How was your journey to stopping smoking?" And the patient said, "I told you I never would stop smoking." The doctor said, "You said I will, yeah, but that means no." And basically what they're saying is there's cultural differences in Ireland, and doctors are trying to understand what their patients mean sometimes. And it is a very Irish phrase, but this is how healthcare can go wrong if you have the wrong language there. So "I will, yeah" means no. Only in Ireland that would be a thing, of course. Very interesting one. If you're looking to get a job, this is a really interesting one in the Times of London. This is Duolingo, which is the language learning app. They have developed a new taxi test for potential employees where they pay taxi drivers to assess the candidate for them and give their feedback. And the idea is that they were trying to hire a chief financial officer. And apparently this prospective CFO was really liked in the interview and had a really strong CV, but they were turned down for the job because it turned out that they were rude to the taxi driver from the airport to the office, and that made them not hire this particular one. Whenever you're trying to hire somebody, it's because you have a hole in your organisation to fill. The informal rule is better to have a hole than an asshole. You can't always tell from the interview, so now they're paying taxi drivers to help them, help bosses steer clear of bad apples. So that's one to be aware of if you have a job interview. More about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.